Blog Talk Radio.
Knows is Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Mick Taylor, Bill Wyman, Charles Watts. This is the song Wild Horses that they released in 1971 and then released as a single as well. And they reworked it in a studio version in 1995, and that version appeared on the album Stripped. Version was released as a single in early 1996. Rolling Stone ranked the song number 334 in its 500 greatest songs of all times in 2004. And Richard says that Wild Horses was about the usual thing of not wanting to be on the road and being a million miles away from where you want to be. So I will play the song in its entirety at the end of the show to take us away. In the meantime, I'm going to open up some of these lines. This is Deborah Lee at A Team of Voices Radio, and we are a poetry group, chat group on allpoetry.com, and we hang out, and you can too. You can join for free. If you're already there, just hit the tab for groups and knock on the door and come hang out with us. And in the meantime, let's let some people in here. Hatter,
Yes.
My big brother, partner in crime. Hello, hello. Glad you're here. And
yeah, glad
I
to be
am
here.
Very. I'm sorry. Say that again.
It's glad to be here and happy birthday, Deb.
Thank you, Hatter. I'm acting all nervous like it's my first show ever, and there's so many people. Let me keep on trucking here. Very surprised to see AP Taylor out there running the world and stopped in too. I feel honored. And my potato pie. There's my board all at the same time, guys. How about that? Sweet. I heard AP. I didn't hear Sweet.
Hello.
There she is. Glad you're here. And there's a whole, who's whipping who and when's my turn? Hold on, I got a whole crowd of people here. I've got Stephen and or Kay. Hello.
Actually, Deborah Lee.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hold on. I am I am actually hijacking your show.
What?
But there's been pieces of this show will be hijacked by me. Throughout this show, we will have random visitors wishing you a happy birthday, random poems coming in for your birthday. And I want you to be aware that someone on this board will be coming in to wish you a brief happy birthday, and then they will jet off. So introduce who you have on the line, and I will let the very first special guest do what they're going to do.
Okay, well then let me just open up these lines. I believe that all these ones is Rag and Tour.
happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Rag. And David?
Yes, that's me. Happy birthday, Deborah.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. And Wayne Gent?
Hello, guys, and happy birthday, David. Nice to be at your party.
Thank you. Thank you. And my buddy Linda, Liquid Damage, welcome to the show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Deb. Happy birthday to you and many more. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Aw, thank you. Birthday serenade.
You're welcome.
Man.
I always sing happy birthday.
And the first people to drop by is your special guest. The first people to drop by as your special guest to run in and say hello, even in Kay.
Hey, guys. Thanks for sending the videos or audios in.
Yeah, because we kind of got wind that this was going to happen, so we figured we wanted to just stop by real quick, say happy birthday, and then we got to hit the road.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm big old baby here trying not to cry because, like, I'm totally shocked here. I appreciate the call. Sweet potato pie. Okay.
You have a plan at the beginning, but they also send in an audio birthday card to you.
Okay, I have a quick question, though. AP, are you
sitting
in a board meeting right now, or were you fibbing?
It finished early. It's never happened before, Deb. It finished early. It finished an hour early, and so I'm sitting here I've got a half an hour before I need to be doing interviews, which is quite remarkable. It's not meant to happen that way.
This is quite remarkable. Okay, I'm just checking. Back to you, Sweet.
No.
And if you have time to read your poem, that would be awesome. That way I don't have to do that.
Do you want me to?
The video, the audio that they sent is not for now?
No, I would like them to read their birthday poem if they have time.
Yeah, we can do that.
So then I don't have to play the audio. So read your birthday poem.
All right. Hang on a second. I got to go grab it, actually. Sorry. Won't take but a minute.
Is it the poem that's on the topic board? Because, I mean, I can still grab links.
No, it's hidden.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to sit here and do it, I'm told, for a change.
You can sit there and look pretty.
Yeah. It's hidden on a write that I did 2 years ago and deleted because I didn't like it, so I threw it on there so you wouldn't see it.
Oh, my God. Sneaky, sneaky.
Yep, there it is. All right, this is a collaboration from me and Kay, and we call it Deborah Lee. And I did a search for periwinkle butterflies, and that's the picture that came up, so why not?
Cute.
Okay. And it goes like this. The first day that you opened eyes, a room filled with those newborn cries, right then and there, 'twas no surprise that you would glide with butterflies. Periwinkle skies and platinum flights add the darkness that shelters. In all shades of kindness, idiom banks and color nights. Happy birthday, Deb. With love, Stephen and Kay.
Aww. So sweet. And that's the picture that you put on my guest book, too. I love that photo. I love the poem.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys. I'm very floored. Sweet brevity. Thank you. Appreciate you both.
So with that, we're going to hit the road. Take care, everybody.
Thanks.
Did you want to push your show or something?
Oh, sure. Tonight, 11:30 p.m., Mortuary of Shadows, we're going with the book/movie A Scanner Darkly, book by Philip K. Dick and the movie starring Keanu Reeves. Very cool movie. We've got quotes from both. Check it out. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kay. You may now return to your show. Unless AP has something, because I only know he has 20 minutes. So.
Can we let two more people in? The Queen of Canada has arrived. Lady A.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome
Happy
to the show.
Birthday.
And right
Hi,
behind her is Frank. Is that a coincidence? Who's to say?
It really is.
Hey, Frank.
Well, how are you doing there? I thought I'd be the king for tonight, but no, by all means, you are the queen tonight. Hello there, my friends. Happy birthday there, Deb. I wanted to say that
Thank
from
you.
The bottom of my heart there. Happy birthday, and I hope you enjoyed your day.
Appreciate it.
Always my pleasure.
Well, sweet,
what
you
am
said
I doing
you
now,
Steve?
Wait, I thought I had dropped there. I thought I dropped.
No, no.
It's all AP right now. It's handed the happy birthday.
I,
oh. Well,
we can do that.
Happy birthday, Deb. I didn't actually think I would get to write anything for you today, and I thought, no, I'm going to do it. So I set the alarm, and unusually for me, went and wrote a poem at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I don't know if it's any good, but I went and wrote a poem at 3 o'clock in the morning. And this is it. It's in ABBA style, so which is unusual for me. But anyway, here we go. This is Under the Weight of Wings. It goes a little bit like this. Inquisitive on glass wings, waxes humble on a page. For if the world is a stage, you better believe it stings. But only within hive whirl rests a cloak upon queen. In amber dust and green, tiny eyes and body swirl. Waiting swarms as moves, they sway into night's eve. Light glistening as breathe aligned those tiny grooves. As she elegantly springs, soft wings gentle gauge. Stripes of welcome sage hum the peace of strings. In array to evening's pearl, honey, sweet, found being, behave, celebrations keen, Deb ever, our birthday girl. In.
Aww. That's awesome.
I did it for you.
Yeah, and I like the fact that you went with the picture with the bees, too. We've been talking about them so much lately.
We have.
Yeah. But
and Deb?
I'm slow, and I'm just so near speechless here with this. I thought I made a point of saying that we weren't going to make this about me. Oh, my goodness. I know. Well, it's part of why I love you. This is gorgeous. The imagery, the rhyme, the flow, the sentiment, the fact that your meeting ended early, all wrapped up in a bow. I'm really touched. I very much appreciate it, and I love you, and thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, like the picture. Like the picture of these apes.
Isn't it cool? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those dark curls under those bees.
And he grooves.
All right.
Remember doing lining up to read our pieces for tonight?
We're Deb is back to her show. I will interrupt as I see fit.
Okay.
You're on. Start your show. I've done good the last few minutes.
Interrupting cow?
Interrupting cow.
So does that mean I'm in charge for the moment?
You are in charge.
Cool. Okay.
Did I just get schooled?
Huh? What?
No.
Yeah, you did.
I
think I did. I think I did. Yeah, I think you did. Yeah.
Hijackers are not kind.
There you go.
My, oh, my. Okay, let me see
com.
Here. I'm speechless. So Kay and Stephen left, so I can do theirs a little later. I guess I'll go to the in order of the studio from here, and the first one to chime in over there was Rack, so let me go find his link. There it is.
You might remember this.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said after Rack, Wayne is on a time limit.
You can
put
Wayne up first. Yeah, I'm here for the duration. You can put Wayne up first if you want. But
all right, let me do that.
That was something.
Yeah, I know that there's a special time on another show this week, so he might need to get there. So let me go get that poem, and we'll switch it up a little. And I'm grabbing Wayne's right now and headed over with it. And
there it is. I've been fighting a sinus infection all week, so I've been kind of out of it. So I'm gonna get off the radio pretty quick. But this is what it's called: Happy Birthday, Delightful Deb. And it's a tribute. I think I got everybody in the studio in the poem, so we'll see. And it goes like this: It was a misty mint morning on a bubblegum day, tossing root beer ribbons and coconut cream confetti. With labeled gunmetal name tags stabbed on thorax, took topaz ornaments and sapphire trinkets. Where party at? Was clever cleaver definitely a Deb's wielded birthday event, and shouting stream of walnut whiskey pullets went. Had graffiti guarding J.J. Hatter in pistachio hat on head, and saw AP in wide mouth carrot commands Peter's bed. Sweet Pea was on a scuffed body of antelope for ride, and Wayne was on the right foot wearing teriyaki rawhide. Righteous Rack was riding in front on a scarlet cart, while Persimmon Pretty Bird was locking on next to heart. Seashell Stephen and K.I.K. was dangling on the right arm, and Redwood Dave was clipped on hip out of wave harm. Blinking Brian Viper Lady A lied on opposite side without clothes, Chevron Shadow Sky was behind torch on chest, suppose. Licker said the locking left elbow took him on earth to lift, and that was an amber artifact dwelling we brought forth as gift. There's fancy flamingo Frank with his puppies showing the way, and blueberry body laughing soul appearing later to play. With Raspberry Rose playing the saxophone, caressing webs of jewelry, Deb's blueberry bone cake was ate without any time foolery. Ian?
I love it.
That was awesome. It's a good thing I was muted. You had me cracking up, especially when you had Lady A run around without her clothes on.
She's in the picture.
Is she the Barbie? No, this is really cool. This is really cool, and I could recognize the word bank words in here, and you used them brilliantly. I could just pick any line all the way through, and it had me grinning and or laughing. Very, very cool. The fancy, from the fancy flamingos to the blueberry bodies and the blueberry bone cake. I'm not too sure how I feel about the cake, but the rest of it is priceless. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Wayne. You're so awesome. Love you.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to make sure everybody got a way to get the party. So I took them all up with the party.
Yeah, party time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See hear me stuttering? My palms are sweating. I'm stuttering. Totally threw me off my game here. Sweet, filled with love or not, payback's a bitch. Just remember.
That was uncalled for.
What's that? I meant it from the bottom of my heart.
I got booted off.
Oh, well, I didn't do that.
Right after we decided they got schooled, somebody kicked me off.
That happened. You mean you didn't get to hear Wayne's poem?
Just the end of it.
He's the first one I had in the poem. There. Yeah, he's the first one in the first line I had was you.
Yep. They had Joe Bonamassa.
Katie Garden.
He put a lot of poets in this poem. All right, now let me
well,
see
Deb, thanks
here.
For everything you've done for me. You've done a lot for me this. You've done a lot for me this year with your contest. So I've got a lot of. I got 7 10s out of your contest, which kind of amazes me. I didn't think I'd ever get one. I got 7 out of your contest. So you did a great job this year, and I love you a lot.
Oh, 7. That's terrific. Oh my goodness, I love
Happy
hearing that. Thank you, Wayne. I love the gift and you and your cleverness, and I'm glad that you came even though you weren't feeling well, and I hope you feel better fast. Whew. And let me see here. I guess we're just going to keep on rolling because I'm flustered here. I'm not even asking for comments. I'm just trying to take this all in. And I was trying not to be, but I was pretty grumpy when I got here, so, wow. Okay. Rack, I think yours is still on the board. Will you read for us next? Okay, I don't see it. Let me go get it again. Hold on so that everybody can see it. Here we go. There's that and that. And, okay, now I will play that recording as soon as somebody yells that they see Rack's link.
Yeah, it's up.
See it.
Cool. Okay. Now I will find Rack in the studio. There he is. Here we go.
What you don't see is still part of what you get. By Rack and Tur. Celestial bodies have become difficult for me to behold, but there's still beauty in my world through your words. Crayons coloring metaphors and hanging with Southern Belles, Jersey Girls, Redheads, and Birds. You help me fill the empty spaces, challenge me to take a hard look in the mirror, lending unwavering support, sticking by till I can see things clearer. I can understand your confusion. You don't even realize the things some people see. But I'm here to tell you, just being you has touched me. The things you value come out in what you do, always advocating love and respect. Yet you have absolutely no idea the number of lives you affect. We all leave pieces of ourselves behind in the things that we write, but you also have a treasure trove of wisdom to impart. If you didn't have more faith in us than we did in ourselves, more than a few of us would never have gotten their start. Some days it must feel like you deserve a little credit, others like you're the one everyone wants to blame. While it's true you brought all of us together, it's not your fault some of us are clinically insane. End poem.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
What he said.
This is awesome. And I think I'm right there with you. I'm clinically insane, too. And right now I have tears on my face. And this is really sweet. And the things that you say, I sure don't feel worthy, but they're a beautiful sentiment. I like touching lives, and to hear you saying that, you know, stuff I do make a difference. They're a very awesome gift, and I'm trying not to be a blubber here. Come on. I appreciate this very much. I'm thrilled that you stumbled across us crazies and jumped in the basket with us, and that you're part of this team, and that you're one of my newest friends, and I love you back, and I appreciate this very, very much. And I wasn't ready for this. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Just know that it's happy confusion and appreciated confusion and confusion filled with, not confusion, just I'm overwhelmed and I'm feeling the love and it's touching me a lot. I'm having a hard time containing myself here. So, okay. Let me get another poem. Did somebody else say that they were on a time crunch? Thank you, Rack. My sweet, is somebody else? Yes, no? I think we're good.
I can be here.
I'm not aware of. If they are, they can throw some at me or let me know. And be nice at what you're throwing at me, Santa.
I want to throw something at you.
Hey, I put one up there, if that's okay. If Frank to read it.
Oh, you want me to read this piece?
If you would.
All right.
If you object.
All right, my friend. No, Stephanie. It's always an honor to read your poetry. This is a poem called "The Halo That Is You," and it goes like this:
Halo.
They sowed the rose, and you gave to those. Oh, you want me to start over? Hold up. Let me start over here. They told your woes, and you gave to those you thought they could be. Skies falling down as you look around. There is nothing here you can see. Remember the gift God gave you to lift one spirit. You were the one. So to stand up and shout, to feel singled out, to face your rising sun. Too heavy to hold others, be told. They lack the halo. That's you. No one can give those things you did. Just remember to save someone, some, for you. To my good friend. In the film.
Oh,
thank you for reading that one. Hatter, this is from my folder filled with love. This is one of my favorites. and that the picture and the fact that you say the halo, that is me, from the first line to the last line, it's priceless to me, almost as priceless as you are. And I appreciate that. You can bring this out every year, and I'd still be just as happy. And how do you know I love you? So, like, this was very sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Which makes my job easier. Easy. Well, thank you for reading that, Frank.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, my friend. You are the okay, genius here. I'm just a follower.
Oh. No. No, no.
How does the king pretend his throne?
Hey, Deb.
Yeah.
Pistachio hat.
You want to hear something really cool?
What's that?
When I came home today, we drove up in the driveway, and a mother moose just dropped her calf, and she was just moving away from it. And there was two little babies out there. One was just standing up, and the other one still was standing up as a little while ago. But it was so cool. She just dropped that baby, and it was a beautiful thing.
Wow. Aww. How cool.
Yeah. Yeah, all
you gotta name it.
You got to name it. Right now.
Got to name it, Deborah Lee.
There we go.
There we go.
is it a girl?
Thank you.
It's hard to tell because you can't get close to them. The mothers will destroy you if you get near them. But
that's true.
Yeah, we can pretend it's a girl.
Okay.
Nobody will. There was two of them, so one of them had to have been a girl.
What color
not
are
they? Necessarily. They could have been twin boys.
Describe mom.
Right, right.
Describe mama.
Somebody,
yeah, what color?
What's
color?
What's that?
What color?
Mama was kind of blonde, with dark legs, and the babies were kind of grayish brown.
He should have got
very
some pictures
pretty,
to share.
Yeah, we did get some pictures. I couldn't get my camera working, but my regular camera, we got it on a regular camera and not our phones. But as soon as we can get them developed, I could put one on Facebook or something.
Cool.
So how many did Mama have?
What's that?
I was wondering how many kittens did she have?
Two.
Just two. Wow.
Yeah, well, there's not much room for any more in there.
Okay,
although
yeah,
they're very small. There's a lot of legs going on.
So I see that you just put a link on the board. Are you going to read for her? Is she calling? Looking, let me see. Not in the studio. Okay. Is there a SoundCloud here? Aha! Okay. I need to do that. So, I didn't know there was one. It's probably the only one I missed. There was like 7 or 8 in the studio, but I will have it there in just a minute.
Deb,
ma'am.
I have it.
Oh, it's already in the studio?
I have it. I've got it.
Oh.
I've got things hidden.
Ah, okay. Okay. Then I'll just sit back again.
Yeah. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, lovely. Yes, you. Do you hear me?
I'm here. Just wanna say you, Mom, you are great in your own. Don't tell I wanna make you better. You give me birth to earth, why can't you be alike? Let's have this gambling together. Just wanna thank you, Mom, you were there always on. Every time we make a mess out. Just wanna praise you high for carrying us without price. You are an earthly angel. Maybe we can say how much we loved you. Maybe you break your commands. But when we have those broken mirrors, we fall apart like the autumn stars. Just wanna say you, Mom, we're the always on. Don't be lonely in the light. Just wanna thank you, Mom, you are the always on. Every time we can mess out. Maybe I'm ugly like the waves. Maybe I feel I'm not dreaming. Just wanna say you, Mom, you are as beautiful and creative in your life. Don't be saddened if I fail. I will always make you proud. Just wanna say you, Mom, you are great in your own. Don't tell I wanna make you better. You give me birth to earth, why can't you be alike? Let's have this gambling together. Let's have this gambling together.
Wow.
That was beautiful. That's the second time I've got to hear her sing. I think she has such a sweet voice. Wow.
A little Bollywood.
Yeah. So many beautiful lines. Don't be lonely in the moonlight. Just want to say, you, Mom, you are as beautiful and creative in your life. The repeat of that was very sweet. I'm going back and forth, but like, don't tell, I want to make you better. You gave me birth to earth. Why can't we be alike? There's just so many. Let's have this gambling together. I mean, really sweet pieces from here. You're an earthly angel. Gorgeous. I think that between the singing, the words, and the sentiment, that there's no way to keep me from crying all night long at the rate this is going. This is a beautiful song and a beautiful sentiment, and I appreciate it so much. And you are one of our newest members and contributors to the shows, and I'm so glad that you stumbled in our door and that you are such a special and amazing person. I'm smiling and crying at the same time. So, like I said, insanity. But this is touching. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Okay, Deb. I really am going to hijack your show because you're kind of in a place of happiness and smiling and everything. So I am. How about we put Dave up next? You know, you do
okay,
have
and I'm
going to
start. And I'm going to start taking them off the board as we use them, so that we can dwindle that list down and see where we stand. Because I'm like so out of. I just can't get with it. I'm sorry.
No,
your
that's
fault.
Fine. I
so touched.
My fault.
I'm
I found all like Twitter paid it and all that. So I'm like, okay, I got to help this girl out. But I did to her. It's all my fault. let's throw Dave up there. If I, you know, since I gotta get up. Yeah, I gotta figure out where you're at and where your list is
well,
and all
it.
That. Well,
you want
it,
me to read that?
There's one master list. In a moment, I'll be taking the ones that we already read off, and I'm adding Lady A's into it, and then you can just, whatever's in that spot is stuff that we haven't read yet, or will be in a moment.
Well,
so I know about it anyway.
Sweet, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read?
Picture.
I would. Or, huh?
I want you to read what you wrote to Deb's show.
Oh, okay. That's what you want me to read right now, then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, this one's called Deborah Lee, and it's not quite as elaborate as some of them, but it goes like this. Her name is Deborah Lee. We just call her Deb. Between you and me, she brings out the best in us. That's easy to see. Front page picks, auto rank tens. She's the soul inside our inner mix. She's the beauty inside the zen. Our dark butterfly, Deborah Lee. Happy birthday, sweetie. And poem.
Aww. Aww,
thank
sweet.
You, David. I have to say, too, I was surprised that right there at the end that somehow you didn't manage to bring the dark mother in here with you. So, ha-ha for her. She's not in this one. I am.
Yeah, it's not about her. It's about you, honey. So, you know.
Better watch it, Deb.
I know, right? She'll be haunting my dreams tonight. it's awesome, Dave. Thank you so much.
You wrote for tonight's prompt, you didn't?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I want you to read now, too, please.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Can somebody put it on board? Well, no, that's
yeah.
Okay. I can find it. I can find it here. Let's see here.
I'm not
going to get my damn. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. This is called Yes. Hold on a minute here. Copy. Paste. Okay. All right. This one's called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. And this is based off of Deb's picture prompt that I chose. And this is just what I got out of it. It goes like this. Past, present, and future tense. Soldiers of entropy. Where's the shadows of black granite? Shotgunned with ox blood and pitch blend. Carries the scepter of recognition. Third soldier of yesterday. Reigns the eater of the past, present, and future. Scaly and iridescent in moss. Greens fading into stale smoke. Solidified thorax. Its sardonic smile bear witness to its mouth of ivory scimitars, stained by victuals of entropy. Time to go. Has an affinity for snakebite deeds, reckless carnage on 21st century streets. Scours the alleys, evil glow in the scepter's aquamarine lit with photons. You cannot hide from yesterday's, nor today's bad deeds. Its jaw is sweeping this way and that. Today's guardian, armed with a double-barrel shotgun of chaos, shoots murderers full of probabilities while their enthalpy runs out in the streets, dying because they should, dying because they can, dying because they cannot stop it. The mirrors of the past and windows in the present, such machinery radiates messages into infinity, weapons of balance, tunes the universe as it pours from oracle, persimmon saxophones, bell mouth, and topaz whiskey, distilled in mathematics for those that don't understand 2 + 2. The Dark Mother gets it, and then some. She will not tolerate welded inequities whose battered confetti stings the legs of the future. Faces of the future, blinking in amethyst obscurity, can't show us its preview of tomorrow's. With a reality club, beats back those who would try with viper's half-assed predictions, iceberg hues from the mouths of twisted media as their dulled axe to grind, its edge no longer keen like chipped pewter. Future present and future past, his stick of retribution glowing in liquorish blacks, shot through in veins of quicksilver, its pommel in perfect quartz, ground in space-time slices from tomorrow into infinity. Strange wheat-winged cargo aircraft picks up the trash from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Gunpowder and cotton candy, I smell her. David, my man, take me into an alley. Show me what it is to be a woman, my dark queen once again asks, for I cannot refuse her. I shan't ever say no at home.
I should have kept my mouth shut. She's back already. That didn't take long.
That's right, Deborah.
Right? With her cotton candy, gunpowder smell and all. I'm still always impressed when you find ways to bring her in and make her part of the story and part of your world. And I really do think she's going to visit me in my dreams and tell me how dare I have a poem that she's not in, but just saying. But then at the end there, David, my man, take me into an alley. Show me what it is to be a woman. I'm like, yep, that's David. I still cannot get over the amount of time that this character that you've created has been a part of your life. Like, I bet we all feel like we know her and we expect her one of these times to show up at the studio. I mean, it's just, it feels like she's a part of the voices team here, you know? My goodness, how many halftime shows was she in at my last gig? So, like, this is really...
Man. Yeah.
Another great poem with the Dark Mother included. And I think that you did a great job with the word bank and everything, Dave. Great share.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
And thank you again for the birthday one.
Oh, yeah. You're more than welcome, Deborah.
Wayne, do you have a comment for Dave? Linda, you gotta have a comment for David.
What's that?
You have a comment for David.
Always wonderful, David. That was quite the imaginative piece there.
Okay.
I like that you brought. you're getting a little nasty there with the Dark Mother. We're gonna have to keep our eye on you.
That's always
but no,
a
very
board,
well,
you know.
Very well used to the word bank, and I thought you did a stellar job on that. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda.
Maybe any comments from you?
Well, it was classically Dave Prophet and his storytelling, I thought it was quite fascinating, the story itself, and, you know, it just was reminiscent of days gone by and revisiting those thoughts today. So it was a great feeling to hear you speak the poem.
Thank you, Andrea. I appreciate it.
And I woke up with more classic. Your storytelling, and especially love the way you use colors and the word bank and all of that throughout the piece. I think you did a great job on that prompt. I'm going to throw Linda up. Yeah, Linda, go ahead and read your picture prompt poem.
Me?
Yeah,
you're Linda.
Yeah, well, hang on.
Okay.
I just had to fix something.
Oh, you're either Linda or Victoria's Secret. People still write their names in their underwear?
Okay. I didn't know it was your birthday, Deb. I'm sorry about that. But I did write this little ditty. I think you might like it, and I dedicated it to you. It's called Three Sisters in a Tree. Sit back, get your jammies on, and relax. Once upon a time, there'd be three sisters in a redwood tree. The sisters were all cute and sassy. The tree, it was all mean and nasty. The tree indeed had a face and two arms that could embrace. The sisters three wore ribbons tied with dresses for each one dyed, a color that quite suited very, blueberry, daffodil, and cherry. The tree was dark and forest green, the tallest redwood you've ever seen. Now Lucille wore her dress blueberry, Helen wore her dress in cherry, Alice dressed in daffodil, they all had lace and fancy frills. Once in the forest as they walk, they chance to hear a redwood bark. Stop right there, you little thieves. Stop crunching upon my fallen leaves. Stop right there and don't be rude, and please don't have such attitudes. I saw you steal my watch of gold, so please confess my watch you stole. The sisters three denied his claim. We didn't take it, they exclaimed. So shut your mouth, you lying tree, or we'll make you an amputee. At that, the redwood started reeling and saying things that weren't appealing. Curse you three little girls of three, and you, and why do you taunt this redwood tree? At that, the girls began to laugh. We've been quite nice on your behalf, and for your golden watch, I say, something else took it away. Please tell us why you need it so. It's not like you have to go any place to be on time. It's not like being late's a crime. Well, replied the redwood tree, you could deny it's time for tea or time to get to bed at night. I need my watch to make it right. Come closer here so I can see if you have taken time, if you have taken it from me. And before Alice could say, don't go near, just keep away, the tree grabbed up sweet Lucille, and he started to unreel. He quickly popped her in his mouth. In doing so, he ripped her blouse. The sisters three stared in shock. Then Helen picked up a rock. She threw it hard at the tree and hit him where his knees should be. Spit her out, you wicked wood. I don't think you understood. Your golden watch I see right there underneath your leaves so near. As she neared to pick it up, he shoved Lucille down his gut, then grabbed at Helen too, but not the watch, because Helen threw. Alice, standing there in horror, couldn't take this anymore. She caught the watch that Helen threw and told the tree they'd switcheroo. You must be joking, can't you see? It's really not the watch I need. I used it as a decoy so you three sisters wouldn't go. Now I have enough of now I have had enough of you. You can't go. So you can go, the one of you. The other two will fit just right if they do not pick a fight. The joke's on you, you horrid tree, because I have an axe with me. I'll start chopping till you spit my sisters out, lickety-split. So Alice took the axe and chopped. She chopped and chopped till he screamed stop. But just so he knew what's in store, Alice chopped a little more. First came Helen, out she dropped. Then Lucille came with a pop. Alice stood there looking grim. She had had enough of him. The tree replied, I was a sage, but that was in a different age. A witch changed me into a tree, one who loves debauchery. She said 600 years I'd be hated like an atrocity, but all I need to be free is finding someone to like me. That's why I use my watch each day to find 600 years away. I also need you to stay by my side and to play. But now that you all hate me true, I don't have a chance with you. So a tree I'll always stay, my human form shall fade away. Wait, cried Lucille, before we go. What can I do? I'd like to know. A kiss from three would show the witch that it's time to make the switch. And so the sisters three broke down and kissed the tree upon his crown. And just like that, a man stood there, full of light and loving care. Then the sisters three did fight. Who would get to love this night? I love him more, said Helen, so I'd really like you both to go. Now the knight had had enough, so quickly gathered up his stuff, some leaves and 12-year scotch, some twigs he liked, and of course his watch. Off he ran into the woods. He had ran fast as he could. The moral of the story be, never trust a wicked tree. End poem.
That's outstanding.
Well...
Pretty girl, Linda. It's funny.
Yeah, you really are a brilliant storyteller. And the funny thing is, when I put this picture up, it made me think of my sisters and I, because, like, we have the blonde, the brunette, the redhead, And I saw them, and I'm thinking, okay, well, by the way this goes, I think that might be me in the tree. I'm not sure. And then, you know, snapped it off. And then you wrote this story. So the whole time you're reading the story, it's hitting me as if it could be something that, like, that my sisters and I were the ones in the story. And it was just like,
Oh, right, wow.
And that made it, like, a little extra exciting. I was like, oh, wow. And then I also dug this out. So if you look on the board, you can see I am part of the Sisters 3. So it's just like you didn't even realize that you sort of were writing a birthday poem because the story was really cool and it brought my sisters in mind, which is always a good thing. And it's priceless. Like you, really awesome. Very appreciated. And obviously you had a little bit of fun with this one because, like, you dug in with both feet and the details and the conversations and the moral. So, like, total package. Love it. And you. Great job.
Thank you, Deb.
Very clever, too.
Yeah, the sisters were named after my grandmothers.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, even though I thought of, like, my sisters are Georgiana and Denise, but I thought of them, but I think it's really awesome that your grandmother names are in there. And I had an Aunt Helen that was my grandmother's sister. So a lot of things popped through my mind while you were reading this, and
wow,
that was really cool.
Cool.
Very good. That was a, you're right about the storytelling. And you rhyme so easily. Especially just so much more pleasurable.
Yeah, sometimes not so easily.
Rhyme can be a curse, I know that. So,
hello? Yes, I thought this was, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All
right. This is obviously this is a very superb diction, display of creative storytelling. The rhymes and the usage of the word bank were impeccable. I said it before here to Linda, but you have such an ability to write narratives. You know, it's incredible that you're able to incorporate, you know, the rhymes. That in itself is effort. It's kindness as well. But to incorporate a storyline as well, that's even much more admirable. This piece here, although it has a sense of fantasy there, a sense of mythology as well, you know, it does bring you to the essence of what beautiful storytelling is. You know, I can recall as a child, you know, reading books like this, and it would be an exceptional storytelling for young adolescents or children as well.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's cool.
My pleasure.
And Lady A, if I could have the last comment from you, and I'm going to show you a piece on the board.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that when I started writing that, I had no idea. I just start writing my stories. I don't have any plan or any form of the story. I just start writing and see where it takes me. And sometimes they end up long like that because I'm not quite sure where I'm going with it at times.
Yeah, but it's an ability you have there.
Andrea, are you still with us? Did I lose you? I need you. Yay! Let me wake up the tree.
Talking to the mute button, sorry. Yes,
okay.
I thought that I agree with what everybody said with regard to your being a storyteller, Linda, and your pieces are always really impeccably written because you have perfect cadence and rhyme, and I think that that's fantastic, and you have the ability to keep us glued to the next sentence, the next word, and I love that about your poetry. I think you have a special place, you have a special style, and you have a contribution to the show, certainly, that is meaningful and special. So I'd say congratulations on writing this piece. It was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really, thank you.
She was branching out.
It was kind of long, and I thought I might bore people with it, but
no,
nice
no, you should never think that, because it's always very interesting. And the length of it, you don't notice it because it is interesting, so it flies by. So never worry about how long your poem is. If it was something that was horribly boring, that would be a different thing, but you have always pique our interest with what you write, so I think
cool.
It's great.
All right, lady. Cool.
Yes.
Your piece
okay.
is on the board, darling.
Okay. So,
thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome. So this, I wrote this today, and it's called Pewter Pillars and Granite, Pewter Pillars, Granite Grave. And I had to pick that picture because, of course, it was a nurse and a very sick patient. So this is what I got out of this, what inspired me with this photograph, this piece of art, which is done by Anthony Clarkson, by the way. So found in the fetal position, emaciated and grim, she was the last of nurses to look after him. Drained, dragged out, body and soul falling apart. Strength mustered, she carried him, her heart. Exposed bones clack against the floor, pallor like nickel, bulging eyes rimmed red from pain. Hopeless now, resigned to cross to the other side. Oxblood heart lays on open chest, ruby cells infusing. She is the pump, holding life in her hands, in her throat a lump. Fatigue, exhaustion. She has not slept or eaten. Determined, body depleted, jaw locking, on she forges. No attempts to shout for help. They are all gone. No happenstance. Prince prays for mercy and reprieve. Looks to her for hope, it seems. Together with strong wills and commitment, they sail waters into the distance. He the ship, she the lighthouse, perhaps the shore. They'll find safety. They'll safely meet. And last line, that's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. And my goodness, grabs you from the very first line, found in the fetal position, emaciated and grim. She was the last of nurses to take after him. And in the photo, she looks so sad, and he looks like he's on his last leg. And you say that so amazingly, drained and dragged out, body and soul falling apart. I mean, there's so much gloom and doom in the first stanza that it's perfection for that photo. And I did wonder if you would take it because of the nurse. I'm glad you did. Towards the end there, she is pump, holding life in her hands, in her throat a lump, fatigue, exhaustion. She has not slept or eaten. And it puts in mind the dedication of nurses and the hard work that they always give, and how exemplified it is here, because, like, if it wasn't for this transfusion happening before our eyes, he'd already be gone. So, like, you covered so much, and I think that you did an excellent job with this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Lady A, I feel this poem comes from deep within you, and I can almost feel
hear
how passionate. I was going to say,
You're
I think
muffled.
The song comes. I am muffled.
Yeah.
I feel like the song comes from, like, deep within you. And you can almost feel your passion for every person you must have cared for. You have a passionate voice when you talk about your work, and it really came through in this poem.
Thank you. And yes, as I wrote it, I could feel all of that coming up through me, because each day it was, even though it wasn't like the last nurse on the planet and the last patient or anything, but the urgency and commitment for me and many of my coworkers is something that cannot be ignored. And I mean, it's a calling more than any. For me, it was a calling, and I hope that I'm glad that that was conveyed in this.
Yeah, I thought that was like really poignant tale of something you've experienced in your life. Very, very nicely written, Lady A.
Thanks.
I'm like taken aback by this. It starts out so kind of sweet and caring and with the love there and how they fought, you know, to keep him alive. And then in the end, Prince prays for mercy and reprieve, looks to her for hope, it seems. Together with strong wills and commitment, they'll sail waters into the distance. He the ship, she the lighthouse, perhaps the shore, they'll safely meet. That is such a righteous, righteous verse.
Thank you,
you
so much.
You as well have a way of telling tales with a lot of heart, and this is no exception. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Lydia, I didn't cut you off.
This picture, Deb, was really good because there are so many, when I first saw it, like I had like my mind started running because there were so many different ways this could be written about, and I wanted to write on all of them, but then it would have been a book. But I'm really happy with how it turned out. You know, you could have gone the way of just like he's got a crown on his head. Okay, we're going to focus on that he's the royal crown prince, or you know, and even the colors in your color crayon box. You know, the pewter and the nickel and those kinds of colors that were in there went with this really well too. And anyways, it was a pleasure to write for you.
Thank you so much. Very appreciated.
You know, it's funny, right, Deb? When I went through all the pictures, usually I have a really hard time picking a picture out. But when I went through those and I saw that Mark Ryden picture, I said, that's the one. Just the first time through, I had to have it.
I love when that happens. That's what I aim for when I put the personal prompts up. I have somebody in mind for each one, and most of the time they take the one I thought they would. Sometimes I get surprised, but I knew there was a story in this that could be told in that one. But to be honest, I thought that maybe Sky would take it, just saying.
Okay, Frank, if you'd like to give Lady A the last comment, and then I have you on the board, please.
All right. First of all, I find this very admirable here at Lady A, your profession there. You can tell in the poem here just how much it means to you to be a nurse, what it personifies. And this poem here just takes me on. It's really sad. It is very sad, this piece here. Yet at the same time, I find comfort in the piece, knowing there are people like you. There are women like you who do so much and care for individuals who really, you know, need care, not only in the moment that they are in their hour of need, dying, but also for affection as well. This is a piece here that's very strong. It's very compelling. I was just completely moved by the essence of this poem here. It really just exemplifies you here. I can sincerely say that I can see that imagery there where you say, Prince prays for mercy and reprieve, looks to her for a hope that seems. And you go on to say, he, the ship, she, the lighthouse, perhaps ashore they'll safely meet. There is a sense of romance to that, but as well there is a sense of recognition of one's own humanity. So I thought the piece was a wonderful piece.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have to, did you, I've got the sound card for that. Are you going to put it?
You want me to do the sound card?
Yes, yeah, if you can do the sound. Yeah, because I've got some
Absolutely.
Music on there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Usually if people are there,
I
always...
Deb.
Okay.
This is for Deb. I wanted to give this, because I know that she enjoys this. So this is for her.
Not a problem. Here I go.
The whore of the spider. I am ever haunted by the daunty nightmare of the hairy spider that torments me at night, wielding strong dominion and command over me, racking my little brain, shouting vociferously. I am trapped in its sticky web and my body tosses beside the helpless victims of the suck inchworms as its poisonous toxic burns like a scorching red flame within the radiating fire glow, spreading in a sononic force. An amber pool of brandy, liquid spills so endlessly over the dying wildflowers, bitter shades of terracotta of a scarlet hue of residual blood turns into dry stains covering brown mahogany trees with the motes of hoary ashes. Through the eerie mist of the Stygian despair of caliginosity emerged then the gargantuan shuttled figure guarding with its eight scarlet beady eyes as he preys on those terrified victims of his delightful feast. And I await then to be devoured. Thus is the whore of the spider. In the poem.
Well, that was really awesome.
Every time.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, let me start with the ending, because I always get such a kick out of hearing you laugh with delight after he laughs with maniacalness. Is that the right way? Is that the right word? Maniacalness. Anyway, the extra work you put in there to disguise your voice was kind of wicked. I kept thinking, wait,
yeah.
Is that Frank? You disguised yourself quite remarkably in there.
I have like 3-4 tones of range of voice, and that was one of my theatrical voices there.
Yeah, it literally sounded like I could have been listening to a radio show recording, if that makes any sense, with the tone of your voice. You sounded like an old-time radio actor. Very cool. It added to the nuance.
Right.
The title's awesome, The Horror of the Spider. I am trapped in its sticky web as my body tosses beside the helpless victims. I'm thinking, oh, you're trying to get loose and you know you're not going anywhere because the other victims are all around you. What a horrifying thought. and the creepiness of the spider and all that. And then at the end, through the eerie mist of the stinging despair, I was like, wow, the deep, dark images. And then on the last line before the laughter, thus is the horror of the spider. And it was just like goosebump worthy. It was creepy good. I very much appreciate the read. And that there was the laughter at the end. And the joy that always sparks in the room when you end a poem. You get Linda every single time, and I get such a kick
every
out of
every time.
Yeah, and I get such a kick out of hearing you when you go crazy with it too. But
I appreciate
so
that.
Cool.
Yeah,
yeah, very,
something
very
to do.
Cool.
I'm starting to do SoundClouds now, so I'll be sending some. I'll be doing more of these SoundClouds as well with music. I've got to coordinate it better, but I'll be doing more of these pieces here.
Fantastic. And the background does add some pretty wicked nuance to it, so job well done.
I need to learn how to do SoundCloud.
It's not hard.
Well, I got to tell you, Frank, I never had a problem with spiders, and now I'm going to sit down and rethink that whole part of my life. So I want to thank you for that. Wow, this was definitely a wicked and beautifully done in a dark, dark way. And we all know how much I appreciate that. So thank you very, very much. Hey, Hatter, you got any comments on this one?
Thank you very much on that. You're mute.
Hatter.
Hatter.
Unmuted.
There he is.
I ran into. I hobbled in the kitchen.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm having a bad time here.
That's right.
We're talking about the spider.
Yeah, the spider. Now that probably before.
Yeah, nothing will freak more people out than a freaking spider. I'm reading it now. I could hear it when I was in the other room. But,
spiders freak me out.
Yeah, I'd say before when I grow up, I want a voice like Frank.
Oh, my friend.
I can see why.
It's, right. Thank you very much there, Harper. No, it's, believe me, I get, I'll be really brief here. It's just you have to, it takes some practice there, but all of us can get the ranges of voices there. We just have to practice and play around with it, but we can all get to different tones of voices there as well, even the deeper.
You just need a little child and read stories to them because I made all the voices to the little characters in the books that I read to kids when they were little. It was such fun.
Anything else. It's like anything else, you do it all the time, you'll get better and better, I'm sure. Good point.
Yeah, it's true. Practice makes perfection there. My coach there, my voice coach, used to say that all the time.
Yeah.
All right.
So how many
can I comment?
Have to read?
Yes, go ahead, Linda.
Sure.
All right, Frank, you always get me, and I love that, but now that my arachnophobia is back in full-fledged emotions, I thank you for that with your spidey thing.
Your
spidey
sense.
I appreciate
no,
that.
And yeah, your fluctuation in your tone of voice in this one was very good. You brought more to the poem on a scary side because you have that maniacal sound in your voice. But I really like this. And The endings are always just so pleasant to hear because it's just like it's what should be heard after the end of every scary poem is a boo, you know, and you do that quite well. So thank you for sharing this. It's lovely.
Oh, thank you very much. And I've got to run now, my friends. Deb, if you can hear me, happy birthday once more. And if you get a chance, the poem that I dedicated to you was one I wrote for you a while back, which was My Beloved Blossom. If you want to read it off the show, feel free. And everyone enjoy the rest of the night. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Colin. Love
Take
and
care.
Respect.
Take care. Yeah. Love and respect always.
And,
buenas noches.
And,
buenas noches, Frank.
Miss Beverly.
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
Sweet Sky is here.
Okay, good.
Might be on the top. I'm not positive.
Yeah, Sky and I have things planned, so I'm going to have you read what's on the board. And then,
Budo?
I'm going to, yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's called Thea by Budo. She blinked, and born was Thea. A Titanese of divinity, whose father Uranus required from the heavens, rain from the heavens as Lord of the skies. Gaia breathed into flesh and bone the brilliance of light, endowed upon to capture the intricate value of worth, in gold, silver, and gemstones. Her beauty unmatched, unrivaled by mere mortals to touch or hold. Her powers unparalleled, unequaled by all who are gracious enough to grace company. She radiated the goodness that could to be all in one in a goddess who reigned supreme under the world of Gaia's shadow. End poem. Well, that was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And I like the start, she blinked, and born was Thea. I'm probably saying that wrong, Thea. But this is, I like the legend of it, the story. I like the endowed upon to capture the intrinsic value of worth by creating gold, silver, and gemstones, her beauty unmatched. I think that this reads like a, I don't know if fable is the right word, but I think that you did a brilliant job, though, and it was my honor to read for you, and I appreciate you writing for the birthday show. Love and respect to you. Thank you much.
Hey, Sky, you're here, so I'm going to give you the first comment, too.
Yeah, her powers, her beauty, her powers.
Sky's probably muted.
That's all right. Go ahead,
I'm sorry. I do have to apologize. I can't comment on that just quite yet because I'm trying to set up my computer.
Okay.
I just walked in.
That's all right. Hatter's doing it.
I what?
Go ahead,
I said,
comment.
He set it up. Then he started with that, her beauty unmatched, her powers unparalleled. She radiated the goodness that could to be all in one. Yeah, beautifully put together.
And
I like
it
to the picture.
I love the picture.
Lydia? Unmuted.
Lydia?
Lady B.
Maybe.
Shows are still here. Sis?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yes, I was.
Oh,
I was
all right.
In,
go ahead, lady.
Up in the bathroom. No.
Well,
I
don't know anything.
I was voiding in the bathroom. So I was listening as well. And, I thought that Budo's piece was gorgeous. I had read it before, and I thought it was fantastic, beautiful piece with a lot of meaning to it. There were things that he spoke about that, you know, Deb knows, and most of us know, and I thought that he handled that quite elegantly, and I thought it was a beautiful piece.
Hello.
Did you hear what
great
I
comment.
Said? Or was
it... Yes. Oh. Great comment. I agree with everything you said, lady. I thought it was beautiful. Next up, I've got Heavenly Angel. And again, I'm going to ask Deb to read.
Okay. Let's see here. Let me get back to that wall because I was taking a piece off the board. And here I come right now. There it is. Okay, this is called Spaces by Heavenly Angel. And here we go. What face is to be worn today? The face shadowed in ebony shades of pain, with the heart feeling as cold and lifeless as an iceberg? What hues brush blend does she paint today? Does she paint sapphire eyes that sparkle with blonde hair? Maybe a peachy bubblegum expression with cinnamon painted lips has to be labeled happy-go-lucky. Or does she put on her true face, the face that mirrors the pain and heartache dwelling deep inside her, the face that is void of all lightness? Since her mommy's passing, as time's changed hands, she sits blinking back the crystalline tears that fall as acid rain. There is no one to wipe her blood, sweat, and tears away. No one to caress cheek when the world is cold and heartless. She misses berry lips that kissed chapped skin, and melted the pain away. Now she's left to ponder which face she will show the world today. World, the lies she will speak when asked, "How are you since?" And she says, "I'm fine." And
wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
And to go this route, I mean, so soon after her loss, man, the world is definitely a different place, and you don't know how to act sometimes, or how your people expect you to act, or whether it's a day you care if anybody. How they expect you to act. Some days, it just doesn't matter. Any happy-go-lucky doesn't come out. I think maybe that's why, even with as much love as there is, it's a hard day on holidays and birthdays when you don't have your parents anymore. And my heart's breaking for both of us right this minute for not having our moms. It was, as always, my honor to read for her. And Angel, I very much appreciate all your contributions to the show. And I'm so sorry for your loss. I feel it inside. Appreciate you. Love and respect.
Absolutely. Dad, would you like to make a comment on this?
Did you say Guy?
I'm
particularly curious. Did you say Scoo?
Yeah, Guy.
Oh, yeah, I thought this was a wonderful piece, a wonderful tribute, wonderfully done. I think I have two moms, and I'm lucky enough I still have them, and it's devastating for me even to think about that. And, you know, I start to have less panic attacks now, and I go to see them all the time, and I tell my best friend, I'm like, I need to get as much time as I can. And she's like, no matter how much time you get, it's never going to be enough. And I really kind of have to take that with swallow that, and I couldn't even imagine what it is like for that. This is a beautiful piece. I thought it was wonderfully written, and she misses berry lips that kissed chapped skin and melted the pain away. And the only solace we have to that is that you do have the memories therein. So beautiful, beautiful piece.
Do you want me to play your SoundCloud or do you want to read the poem?
Because the SoundCloud is something I did something
okay.
to it.
All
right. Okay. Are we the only ones? Yeah. Yep. Oh, okay.
Can I comment
on Angel's Peace? Would you like to comment,
Linda,
on Angel's Peace?
Yeah, I would. I'm very tripped out by it because, you know, when we get up in the morning, we all have the choice of what face to put on. It's always there, and we only have two choices, and that's to get up or stay in bed. And if we get up, we only have two choices, and that's to be happy or sad. And it goes on. And this poem really worked that premise. Last verse, now she is left to ponder which face she will show the world today. How to word the lies she will speak when asked, how are you sent? And she says, I'm fine. That is just so well written, well formed. How to word the lies she will speak. I love that. I think she did a spectacular job on this piece. Thank you, Angel.
I absolutely agree. Yeah. Difficult. I'm glad that you commented on it. For me, it's very difficult to even express how much that poem is without falling. So my comments will be private because if Deb's crying, I don't need to start crying. It was a beautiful comment. Thank you. Are you ready, Scott?
Yeah, but you might want to take a quick look at your messages.
Okay. I will try to do that.
Crow song fiddles, that froth in the night, by Sky Dark Home. In the dark, time was eaten, like smoke dragons curling round moonstones. An arena of star confetti and bristlecone pine, a sky soil of rye bone and parched skin. Scattered rows of trinket wishes evaporating into the hollows of a changeling aerial dusk. A bridle of obsidian soot, sage-brushed lava stones of cathedral gray washed in thin layers of parchment. And who dare write on such a palimpsest in rat-tooth grins an incubus narrative, crow song fiddles that froth in the night, like a fireside gravedigger on steeple cliffs, a cadaver lighthouse calling the souls of the dead. Who dare beckon kin like the walrus and carpenter, a malice of bleak proverb neath thief like him? Who dare but I, the reaper of time. End poem.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, it's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody's getting off dancing. Yeah, with the music in the background. That's like, wow. And then the details, like smoke, dragons curling round moonstones, an arena of star confetti and bristlecone pine, a sky soil of rye bone and parched skins. That's real. And Owen, I'm going to steal one more couplet. A bridal of obsidian soot, brushed lava stones of cathedral gray washed in thin layers of parchment. The details in here are incredible, and I'm trying not to steal them all, but like a fireside grave digger on steeple cliffs, a cadaver lighthouse calling souls of the dead. That was so creepy, that part. And then the end, the last line. Sorry, guys, you'll have to pick your own lines. Who dare but I, the Reaper of Time? And he's like sitting up there on his little pedestal, just making his decisions about who's going to go and who's going to die. Like I smoke cigarettes curling around the moonstones. It's wicked detail, Sky. Darker than I'm used to for your rights, especially considering the last one or two that I read. your details in here are amazing. You brought this photo to life, and you did it in very few words to have so much detail and expression packed in those lines. It is quite impressive. I appreciate it and the recording and you very much. Love you, doll.
Thank you. I was asking you to forego that piece because I really I was going to ask you not to play it. That's what I was. All right.
That's okay. I have a special question, Sky, because we have another thing we want to do for Deb. So if you would write her comments, that would be great. We're going to do this for 5 minutes. And we are going to be done, and then, all right, Deb, are you ready for the big one?
Yeah.
Okay. And guys, you gotta go. I'm all right with this. I'm sorry.
Did you post it yet?
There it is.
I don't see it. There we go.
It's a, okay. So. This is from all of us. And if you see your name, read. If not, I will be reading. Or Sky will be reading. I will just scream at her to read. This is, and Sky, I don't even see your lines in here. I didn't see them. So you're just going to have to say your lines. I didn't find them. Huh? I know. I didn't see them, but oh well.
You're literally killing me. Happy birthday, Deb.
I know.
I didn't get to tell you yet live. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I've been a mess all afternoon, so this is me. I took a chance and sold your show just to say I loved you so. Giggles and tears we shared with panic at the disco shop. And Alice in Wonderland conundrum. I hope I keep my head tonight, but what an adventure it has been. There's more to come than make a wish and have a drink. Happy birthday, darling. That's what it
is. And from Angel, on turquoise wings, a butterfly soars into lemon butter sunshine. Her beauty unsurpassed, she fills the hearts of mankind with euphoria, shining golden light into the lives of everyone she touches. Happy birthday, Deb.
She is purple.
Yeah.
With crystals and butterflies, she is perfect in my eyes. She is passion and sensuality. She is twinkling green and tangerine. She is color, too many to count. She is words written from the heart.
She is leader. Into war she goes. She is humble and deserves so much more. She is life when she clings to it each day. She is courage. She is bravery. She is strength. She is purple and periwinkle blue. Today is your birthday, Deb, and I love you.
Aww.
Me too.
Born a butterfly, she was daffodil, a day of the sky. Sunlight smiles and says, her fire and radiant. Knows no earthly sound, a soft cadence sound, a birthday sound.
Is Dave still here? I couldn't. Yeah, I didn't know Dave was there. Dave Prophet. Yeah. Her name is Deborah Lee. We just call her Deb. Between you and me, she brings out the best in us. That easily to see. Front page picks, auto rank 10. She's a soul inside our intermix. She's a beauty inside the Zen. Our dark butterfly, Deborah Lee. Happy birthday, sweetie.
So the poet. Happy birthday, Deborah Lee, sweeter than a honeybee. Let the poet's mind be to be who you're meant to be. Words dance in crayons, lighting up the local pipeline. With a picture prompt in eons, a statue of pure bronze. Send a prompt, see what can be done. Stretches the imagination, but so much fun. Thank you for everything I've got to run. Have to write about the rising sun. Happy birthday, Deb. Wayne, thank you.
Wayne, darling Deb, is just a delightful dame. She knows how to play any game. She'll tie you up and set your ass aflame, but I have to love her just the same. Happy birthday, Deb. Give me a hug. You're as sweet as the finest drug. Wish you the best. I think you're fine. If I could, I'd make you mine. Happy birthday.
The periwinkle sky above is the beauty of her smile with the ritual of colors being in the leaves of a butterfly. Thank you, Deb.
AP, a periwinkle-colored sky framed upon a butterfly mist. The best of happy days high, year of content to exist.
Time is one thing you cannot undo, spending mine on the radio with you. The thing I see is my Deborah Lee being a friend so true. Each day I spent knowing it'll end chatting on the air with you.
Aww. You guys are too much. Thank you so much. Man, oh man. Sweet, make sure you read the message that I sent you in your inbox. Thank you, every single person. Thank you, Sweet, Angel, Lady A, Fudo, Dave, Bill, Wayne, Frank, AP, Hatter. You're all remarkable. I hope you know that. And I love you from the bottom of my heart.
And I have a few more coming in, and I'll be added as they come in to your poem. So,
yeah, and when she finds me, she'll add me in. I love you, Deb. I'll bring my poem to another show for you, maybe on a Saturday night with Hatter, and we can talk about it a little bit more. I love the prompt.
Oh.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you back.
Love
I
you,
Sky.
Nice, guy.
Good night, everybody. Okay.
Just the last one?
The last of the birthdays. We still have some more prompts to read. But, Deb, I would be more than happy to take anything you want back to my show on Thursday.
Well, what do we have? I think, let me see here, because I think, what do we have, two recordings and two poems or
yeah,
three poems?
Yeah, I'm going to do Kay and Preet's recording next. I don't think anybody on the show hasn't read that deal with me.
Okay, yeah, we have Kay, Stephen, Bill's recording, and then there's two here from Hatter, but
I read one.
red one. I believe.
And then I have a poem. I have a poem from Wolf that for your birthday.
Okay. Well, how about if we do this since Stephen and Kay got to call and I got to hear from them at least, maybe we can take those two to the show and we'll do Phil's recording and Hatter's poem, and then we can get out of here on time.
Okay. I've got to do Wolf's poem for you then.
Oh, yeah, okay, I forgot about that. I'm sorry. I'm still flustered.
I know, I'm sorry. Because I did hide
no,
Jack.
No, don't be sorry.
You, I was going to take some stuff from you.
Yeah, no, don't be sorry. Read what I wrote in your inbox when you get a chance. But no, don't be sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
mine can wait also.
But you're here. I mean,
you're here. I want to try to get everybody out here. Yeah. So. It's just been one of those, you know, crazy days, and I had, you know, a lot of things going on, and I just wanted to make sure just get down to you because you said it shouldn't be about me, so I had to make sure it was.
No, yeah. I'm totally going
so, away. So I'm glad. So I'm gonna read. Well, you had to read your poem that you got up there.
Okay. That's the picture that looks like Deborah.
It does. It looks just like my childhood pictures. Same damn haircut, too.
It's called Deborah Lee. They make this. I asked her what to bring. Just yourself is fine. I wish to speak of this special day, a celebration of moments still fresh, a party for all, party for a friend. I would guess 29, maybe 33. I won't ask her because it doesn't matter to me. I did not recognize her at first, a ping here, a ping there. By the time I saw the end was near, she was standing there, asking the same questions I was. Alone, I came to this place one New Year's Eve, could not have guessed what was here for me to find. Before I knew it, a partner to be, a friend that just might remember me. So hail the friend that controls my mouth, let it be known. It was a long march. Did you see what I did there, Jim? A toast to the best, spread what you want on it that will never taste as sweet as my partner, Deborah Lee. Not that I've tasted Deborah Lee, but sorry.
I love this one. I remember this one too. It is also in my folder, which I'm just looking now, has 88 poems in it. You guys are awesome. I was telling Sweet that I don't know what it was. I've been miserable all day, and I was going to cancel the show because I was just in such a crappy mood, but I didn't want to disappoint you guys who work so hard on my prompts, and then I get here and you turn the table on me, and now I'm crying happy tears and giggling, and I'm in a much better mood. So like,
thank you,
even though I'm just so touched and I'm feeling the love and it turned my day around. So thank you, and Hatter. This is another one of my favorites, and I really do look at that picture and see my little self there. Who knew I looked like her? Maybe I was her once upon a time, but
I'm glad you brought this time. Yeah, that's the actual Alice. Yeah, cool.
Thank you, Hatter.
Welcome, Deborah. You thank Sweet Pea, too. Thank you, Sweet.
No problem.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, everyone.
All right, so this is a poem by Wolf Spirit. Beverly, it was many and many a year ago in a kingdom called O.T., whom you may know by the name of Beverly. And this poet, she lived with no other thought than the life of poetry. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom called O.T. But we wrote with love that was more than me, I and my Beverly. With a love that the quills of chaos and love covered us very near. And this is a reason that long ago, in this kingdom called O.T., a phrase emerged from a poem, thrilling as beautiful Beverly. And that, so that her inspired king's making and swept her out to sea, to give away her gift of voice, in his kingdom called unto. The angels not so happy in heaven, their envying God said she. Yes, that was the reason of all poetry in the land we called unto. That the breeze is so softly as we pass, she writes the poetry. But our love is far stronger than love when it came to poetry. Of many far wiser than me, and even angels in heaven above. I would be moved to see, and others to see the spirit of it, my heart and the poem of a beautiful Beverly. For the moon never dreams about singing and singing of the poetry of Beverly. And the stars never rise but gleaming and sigh for the beautiful Beverly. And so all the night tide, poet's heart dreams and cries, for our darling, our darling, who left us inside. For thoughts in poetry, for soul, for poetry.
And all these journeys to the kingdom, all the journeys to the kingdom.
I know, like, wow.
That's pretty good.
So sweet. I'm trying to pick, I was a child and she was a child in the kingdom called AP, but we wrote with a love that was more than words, I and my Deborah Lee. The rhyme and stuff is really awesome. The angels not so happy in heaven were envying bards like she. Yes, that was the reason all us poets know in this land we call AP. This is really enchanted. And I see it. I know he's been having a tough time, so it was really awesome to pop in and write this poem. And I like the little bit of the Annabelle Lee rhythm that was going there. So I think that it came out really, really awesome, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much, Wolf. I know it's past your bedtime. But the poem is fantastic. I appreciate you very much. Love and respect and a beautiful read, sweet. Thank you.
Thank you. And so we are going to do so. We're going to do Phil, Mr. Phil's poem. I just got to get back to where we're going.
Hey, Angel. She's left. Awesome. Mm-hmm. I hate my phone.
I hate my phone from here, too.
Can I help somehow? There we go.
Yeah. And I'm ready to listen.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called The Committee. Gargoyles shaped lanterns spew out flames along the subterranean corridor. Hooded figures in ox-blood robes warp to the beat of a death march. towards an old oak door covered in a plethora of webs, which creeps open with the blinking of a soulless eye. Two statues guarding the immense room of mirrors, reflecting the ash and bone that radiate the ancient artifacts. Gold turned to mustard in the poor flickering light. A nickel falls upon the granite floor with an echo. Here they stand in a ceremony of ebony robes, behind grotesque viper masks, forging a poisonous chant, a tsunami of crazed shouting and epileptic dancing, muscles twitching, jaws clenched in savage ecstasy. Through the smoke of licorice incense stands a figure dressed in saffron and ruby ritual coverings of the shadows, with a two-edged sword and a bottle of snakebite, with an amethyst scabbard hanging off the right thigh. An innocent sacrifice lies comatose among the ornamented straw, sand mixed in her carrot-infused hair with a hint of vanilla penetrating the foul stench of the iron scent of blood. Pills and trinkets lie exposed around her limp body. Suddenly, a gurgling scream is heard as a shadowed hand plunges a dagger through the high priest's thorax from behind. Wounded, he becomes the revenge of a many assassination, slowly dying upon the dirty crimson iceberg floor. The hero flings his robe off and discards his mask, collects the dead man's weapons ready for his escape. But he is stabbed through the fifth rib, piercing his heart. Over his body stands the girl with a sword welded to her hand. End poem.
Wow, I love a twist. And did he not just twist this twisty, twisty tale into something fantastic at the end? Oh, what a story.
Do we have the picture?
Oh. I don't know. I don't know what to convert to, but I mean, I love sand mixed in a carrot-infused hair with a hint of vanilla penetrating the foul scent and the iron scent of blood. Oh, that sounds like me. Oh, that is so great.
Yeah, I think it was really dark for Phil. And I think that, like, where was the part, the licorice incense? That was brilliant. It caught me right away. But so many pieces forging a poisonous chant, a tsunami of crazed shouting, and epileptic dancing. Imagine epileptic dancing. Just the thought of it is, like, freaking me out. No, it was before the vanilla. Oh, I can't find it. I hate when that... Oh, here we go. Through the smoke of licorice incense stands a figure dressed in saffron and ruby ritual coverings of the shadows with two-edged sword and a bottle of snake bite with an amethyst scarab hanging off the right thigh. It's like, whoa, the details here, the story, the dark... horror-ish genre. Really, really cool.
Yeah,
I think
detail.
You did a brilliant job. Yeah, really brilliant job. Thank you so much, Phil, and I always, always, always enjoy the recordings. Love and respect.
He does it right, because of how he describes it, because the first thing you do is strip your enemy of his weapons. And he threw that in there. So. Very detailed. It is dark for him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Excellent.
Yeah, this is great. Well, actually, we only have Kay and Steven Song Club if you want to get this finished up. There's me, you, and Heather left.
Sure.
They show up on Saturday. They usually show up on Saturday, unless you want to play it while they're here.
Well,
I mean, we always hate having carryovers, but if, I mean,
okay.
Up to you guys if you just want to stay. It's just the two more.
I'm good with
the two more.
Yeah.
But,
we're at the top of the hour right now.
I couldn't help myself. I put one of the photos of the board with me in my goofy haircut. Ignore the fact that I have a plastic banana in my mouth, but there's my Alice in Wonderland
sister. Gotta see this.
I'm more scared of the doll someone is holding. Oh.
That's we call them our fat dolls. And believe it or not, in the chair, like they had to hold their dolls, but the table and chairs
yeah.
were mine, so that's my doll in the chair across or on the side of me there. But yeah, that year we got all the dishes and the fake oven and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, that's me and my two sisters on Christmas morning in our Christmas jammies.
Look at candy dish behind there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I threw pizzas up first.
Cool.
That's the TV. That's the TV right there, huh?
You ready, had
a rabbit ear? Yeah, rabbit ears and all. All right, let's listen to Hatter's Nemesis.
Yep, go ahead.
Times are better met face-to-face. By Stephen 76. Eyeball in the back of the strep throat is very hard to swallow. Follicles curl to flame. Bone does turn to ash. Pinholes, ruby embers, charred striped spine. Choking propane smoke past thorax. Poisonous viper webs cleaver the skull, unveiling gelatinous pickled beet brain. Shadowed intentions stab the wounded pneuma, shedding scarlet beads from ocular culverts. Stick a fork in me, but have the testicular brass to meet my eyes. End poem.
Stick a fork in me.
Oh my God, I love it. We've gone from food porn into food horror. We have advanced into a new genre. This is fabulous.
Stick a fork in me.
Yeah. That's actually my favorite line, because I say that a lot, usually when I'm at my wit's end, and for a while there I was being plagued in my inbox, and it was just like, I can't take one more message, stick a fork in me, I'm done. So it's an expression that I use, so it made me laugh. But all the way through, it's a clever brevity, and you can't tell because, you know, the picture
sounds like
is all...
Sounds like a contact night time.
Yeah, well, if you look at the picture closer, you'll see that the poor length of sausage is crying, and she's there with her holding it down like she doesn't look like the tears are affecting her one bit. Poisonous viper web cleaver the skull, unveiling gelatinous pickled beet brain. I'm like, ew. Stick a fork in me. Oh man, that's and this brevity's out of 10. You gotta. Do you remember not that long ago me making a big fuss over him reaching 10 number 100? Well, he's up to 121. Impressive. Great brevity.
Wow.
Awesome share. Thank you, Stephen. And I can't, to the life of me, remember what I was trying to find a photo for Phil's, but I can't remember. I know it has something to do with his title, because
well,
the committee.
The last line said she had a sword welded to her hand.
Yeah.
All right, you got cleaned up.
Down to one. Yes, I do.
All right, here we go, Miss K.
Cedar scarlets, a redwood garden, a sapphire lightness, and a dwelling forestation by K.
entered into Forever's tomb. She of the scars that won't fade. Church tapper, weep on the floor of undecisiveness. Where does the rest go in the divides? Skeleton key caressed her neck of the metal boot of what was. Hold the plate, undertow. Pinafore cabinets, underpins. Bone shaker's realization is a frame of reference. Who shook the tree and who remained standing? Dust in the light of the long knives, wholesale slaughter of taken one's life. Indiscriminate bloodshed and silence not. Game, set, match, and going over the necktie party. Over shoulder is water under the bridge encased in antiquity. Ribbons of viper, the illumination of bulbs veinery. Soft wind depths of winter, hand-me-downs of button-down. Eons and fallows of woolly thermals, wardrobes of cradled grave and halcyon days of proprietorships. High water marks, consignments, softwood sapling of gripper snap, scantlins, pristine in their angeluvians, and poem.
I wonder if they talk in verse all night when they're home.
That'd be funny.
Probably not. No. What a great title. Cedar Scarlet, the Redwood, guarding sapphire lightness in a dwelling forestation. She says a ton just in her title there. And it's, I see it's a gold winner and a pending pick. Woohoo! I love when that happens. I love, love, love when that happens. Congrats on that, Kay. Amazing use of the word bank as always. I like skeleton. There's something, she has this way of writing and then putting these mega powerful single lines in between her stanzas. And that 9 times out of 10, that's where I'm drawn back to. For example, skeleton key caressing her neck with the metal boot of what was. And you can just get the coldness of the metal and the what was is a cold feeling as it is. And the thought of skeleton caressing anything is, so it's like the powerhouse, that line. And down further, over a shoulder is water under the bridge encased in antiquity. That is a brilliant line. Water under the bridge encased in antiquity. I know I say it all the time, it's that broken record syndrome, but she has this way of combining words that I never would have thought to do. And she's absolutely one of the best abstract poets on the site. Very impressive. Thank you so much. Great share, Kay. And thanks for sending in the audio. Appreciate it. Love and respect to you and Stephen.
One of the things I like about this poem is she talks so much about, is, you know, the ribbon viper, the illumination of all the binary, soft and steps and laying on hand-me-down, the button-down, eons and shallows of woolly thermal, wardrobes of cradled grave. I love cradled grave. It's one of my favorite things. I use it all the time in business. I just, cradled grave is one of my favorite things. Talk about products, you talk about branding, you talk about employees, you know, what are we doing with cradle to grave? Cradle to grave. So I love, love that. And so she's basically talking about, you know, the tree and throughout its whole depth and or the clock and whatever part of it, you know. I just really like that. And she talks about the birds that are in there. Yeah. While they're in there in the tree and days of their yeah, I can't say that word right now. But while they're there, and I love that stanza. I really, really do love that stanza. And it's great. So now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Happy
birthday, Jeff.
See you real soon.
See you live.
Thank you. Why? Because we love you.
And Jeff, I am now unhanging to talk on your show. I'm going to say goodnight to your people. And goodnight to your show.
I do.
Jeff, you're leaving your show.
Sweet, you know I love you. And like I said, you turned the day around. A couple of the surprises that happened just improved my mood immensely, and I appreciate it. I had a great time, and it actually flew. It was just like, and I'm sorry, I don't know why I just got so flabbergasted. I couldn't snap back into to run the show mode. I was just totally overwhelmed in the best possible way. So thank you, and I know just trying to pull together those collaboration cards is a lot of hard, time-consuming work, let alone everything else that you pulled together and kidnapped my show. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And to start out at the beginning with the board all at once, it's like, woohoo! It meant a lot.
If it wasn't for those people that couldn't get their lines in on time, right? I'd say.
Well, plus you weren't the only one. I was saying things at last minute, and the people that are on my board going, "Oh, my lines didn't get in my line," are the people that like literally like 5 minutes before, and I held it up, and they're like, "My lines aren't in."
Yeah,
so,
and it doesn't matter.
Other than Scott, just FYI.
Well, you could have started collecting the lines 2 weeks ago, and there would have still been a handful of stragglers at the end that were disappointed that their lines didn't make it in. So it's one of those thankless jobs that I'm making sure you're thanked for, because I very much appreciate it, and you. And
well, I would have done
this
it
evening.
Anyway.
Well, this night meant the world to me. So thank you for that. And we are off tomorrow. I'll have to talk to you and Hatter tomorrow about something, but that's all.
Okay.
Nothing bad. And Wednesday night is open poetry with Wolf Spirit. And Thursday is my sweet. I don't know. Do you have your prompt picked? You were kind of busy with this. I don't know if you did or not.
Yeah, I have everything ready. I just have to throw it up on the board, and I'll be out tomorrow. I've got some really great things going on. So.
Cool. Okay, well, I want to thank my big brother, of course, for always being there. And sweet, you did a great job taking over the show. You're a doll.
Yeah.
And thank you to AP. I'm so excited that, he had said that he was going to be tied up in a board meeting and then right into interviews, and that he was feeling really bad that he didn't think there would be any way he could make it. And I mean, as far as I know, sometimes his board meetings go over, but they never end early. So that was an awesome surprise. Thank you, AP. And overwhelming amount of people that called. Rack and Tour, Dave Prophet, Wayne Gent, Steven and Kay, the Dynamic Duo, Liquid Damage, Linda, Lady A, my sister from Canada, Poetic Picasso, Frank, Sky. Appreciate you all very much. And for the poem and SoundCloud, I want to thank Stephen and Kay for those, and Phil as well, and Rack as well, and to Roy, known by my word, Momo. What a beautiful song. It meant a lot that you called to sing, or that you recorded and sang for me. And thank you to Wolf Spirit and Budo and Heavenly Angel. I appreciate you all so much. You have no idea what it means to know that you're all out there and that you took the time to come hang out with me and turn my day around. And again, sweet, you're a precious gift, and I appreciate you all so much. Love and respect, and right where we started was with the beautiful Rolling Stones song, Wild Horses, and without any objections, I'm going to push that button, and we can listen to that song and head out of here.
Amadeus is saying happy birthday.
Amadeus! Oh, yeah. Thank you, my hero dog.
Thank you.
So sweet. All right, so without any further ado, let's hear some Stones, Wild Horses, and get out of here. As soon as I find the dang button, because it's always like that when you're trying to brush at the end. I should have got it ready. There it is. Okay, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Love and respect. My heart is full. Night.
Night.
Happy birthday, Deb.
Thank you, Heather. Great night.
Thanks, sweet.
Thanks for the surprise, sweet. Love and respect.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Talk to you tomorrow, Heather.
Bye.